Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my other fake real ass dude? Ultimate Minority. Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What the fuck is up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Real Ass Dude. I'm back in the studio. Different pair of glasses on today. We'll get into that in a fucking minute, Shannon. You're so happy, I'm sure, you bitch. Anyway, it's Monday. We're back in the studio. I was not here on Friday, or I was here on Friday. We'll talk about that as well. Zach's very mad at me. But we're going to get into all this. What a show. What a show we
have.
Are
those sunglasses
today.
Or grandpa glasses?
They're grandpa sunglasses.
Okay.
These are actually UV protective blue blockers. And they just don't have like colored lenses in them.
Okay.
Clear lenses. But they are actual UV protection. Okay. All that other stuff, whatever it means. SPF 40.
Were they also $200?
No, these were like 70 or 80 bucks, I think.
They don't change colors in the sun?
No, I don't think so. Maybe they do. It's like
Puerto
a
Ricans,
mood ring.
Yeah. Over the summer, they're real
yeah, he
dark.
Looks darker just from being out there for 10 minutes and the walk from the train to here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know that voice. Now maybe the third or fourth time on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Doug Bryan.
Hey.
Doug, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man?
I like how you have your headphones on like you're a DJ, but I don't like how large your ear looks.
My
ear. Show
it
to the camera.
Bigger.
Please show that to the camera. It is a fucking nightmare. Why would you do that?
Hey, Chuck Liddell here. Just fucking put the headphones on both. You're freaking us out.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking one. It's too enclosing when I put on fucking headphones.
It is. I understand that.
I hate it. I just keep one ear getting air.
Do you switch your ears?
Sometimes,
just
yeah.
Just keep one cool?
Like you said, they're too fucking big, so this one starts to hurt from being fucking folded, so I got to switch it to this one.
You
got to
fold it to fit it into the fucking...
He's doing origami.
I like it, Zach. It's not bad. Not on the board, but it was actually a decent joke. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show planned today. It's the Real Ass Podcast Monday show. I'm going to say right now, I got to say, it's almost a little bit of a state of the podcast address here, because a lot of the notes that I have here to start off with is just to talk to my co-hosts, my producers, see how everyone's doing. Apparently, I was not well received. On my own show at my own fucking studio last Friday. Can you pull up the clip? They know I was going to talk about this, so you think fucking Dildog over there, Dildo, as I call him. That's his new nickname for everyone out there, is D-Y-L-Doe. Dildo. That's the new nickname for Dylan. No, from this day forward, Dylan is no longer known as Dylan. He's known as Dildo on this show. Do you guys understand that?
We copy. Yeah.
Very cool. Dildo. Pull up the fucking clip from Friday's show. Jesus Christ. So here's the thing. Okay, Friday's show comes and it happens. And I had some other things going on. We were planning a Buy Guys. There was a chance I wasn't going to be in town. That's why we planned a Buy Guys. Then once we had it planned already, I still had a lot of other things going on. So I said, hey, Zach, I'm going to probably pop in for a little bit on the show. Maybe half an hour, half the show. Who knows? And Zach thought I was going to come in for a little bit and surprise Ian. And then I got a little sidetracked and a little distracted. And then I was supposed to do yoga with Ari, and I forgot about that. He showed up with his yoga shit, and I was like, fuck. So we decided, me and Ari, in that moment, I didn't have time to come and do the show, but I was like, fuck it. Let them do Buy Guys. But I think, in my opinion, and Zach, you have to really bear with me here, the Buy Guys...
Story of my life, yes.
Buy Guys... No, you're a bear that's with me. Yes, it's the story of my life. Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen. That was it's a fat gay guy. It's a bear. And he's with me. So bear with me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is we just tag teamed a fucking couple jokes there.
A bear opens for me.
See you next Saturday. This Saturday. Fine.
In the woods in New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Is it in the woods?
No, I have no idea.
It's more as plains. Anywhere with the fucking plains after, there's going to be deer and woods and bears and shit.
Yeah, well, there's going to be on Saturday night. So here's what happened. So me and Ari were out there, and we decided that we were going to make enemies out of the Buy Guys. And the Buy Guys are an enemy of the Real Ass Podcast. Zach, you were part of both shows. That's okay. It's like an alter ego thing. You remember how they had the Undertaker?
Yeah, I got you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's another Zach D'Amico out there. You and him just you know, you don't mesh and you guys are mortal enemies. Obviously, I hate Ian. And this is real. Like, this isn't a bit. Like, I hate Ian Finance. He makes my skin crawl. He sucks. Okay. So, yeah, I said, Ari, do you want to go jump the Bye Guys? And he said, sure. And then this is what happened.
That's a failure of the education system.
What? 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 Get out of here! Get the fuck out of here! This is our show! This is our show! I got Ari in a chokehold! DDT! DDT!
Lewis has so much tits, he has to fucking wear a child's costume just to appear in shape.
Defend me! Oh no, my chokehold!
What a castaway Jew.
Fucking bitches!
Get out of here! Get out of here, you fucking humongous Ninja Turtle!
No, Zach, you really got to focus on his face here. Zach is not happy.
He does not look amused.
Talking about blast.
Zach looks like a fat chick who is asked to prom by a popular guy as a joke.
That's the only time I've ever seen you pissed off before. Like, kind of flustered. Not happy.
I didn't even notice at the time. I was like, this is fun. We're hitting them and throwing their things and spilling coffee everywhere. And then three different people hit me up on social media. I was like, dude, is Zach okay? Like, are you guys cool?
He looked really angry.
So then
I was angry in the moment because there was coffee everywhere. Fucked up the flow. I knew we were going to have to restart.
Hell yeah.
Mad about that. And also,
coffee everywhere, no flow. That's sort of my MO.
Also, yes, you left your mark on the show.
Yeah.
And it's just more that, like, you change your personality based on what famous people are around you.
Hmm.
And that was very the way you are when Ari's around.
Hell yeah.
Where you're just a bully.
Fuck yeah.
I was going to ask.
Like, you kind of, like, you adapt which Lewis comes out depending on who the most successful person in your vicinity is. And I was, when it's Ari, I'm like, oh, great, Lewis is going to be a cunt tonight.
I like this. All right, this is a new theory. I've never heard this one before. Give me some more. Who are other people, and what is my personality type around that person?
You're mean when Karen's around.
Karen?
Yeah.
You consider her famous. This is a fucking...
No, I'm just talking about different kinds of people.
Okay. All right, so it's not famous, but so don't make me a fucking climber. Just say that I'm a phony.
Yeah, sure.
Being a phony is different than being a fucking climber.
I would say chameleon.
Chameleon! Karma, chameleon. I love that, Zach. The fucking chameleon, Luis J. Gomez. He wears any different face. You know what they say in sales? They say to mirror and match. So what you're talking about, Zach, is my ability to mirror and match my marks. These are all marks. These aren't more famous people than me. Ari is somebody who I'm siphoning money from regularly behind his back.
Or like when Shane's around, you're all of a sudden like kind of a cool jock dude.
I hate
and
Shane.
And I'm there. And
I
I'm
hate
like,
Shane.
And I'm the nerd that you're forced to hang around.
I will say that's true.
Oh, Jesus
Shane
Christ.
Shane does rub off on me in a way where I become a little more jockey and bully-like. But it's because I have to match his crazy fucking energy. If I don't out alpha Shane when he's in my studio, he'll just take over. He'll start fucking Shannon right in front of me. I can't do that.
That was really sad what Zach said, though. I feel like the nerd that's hanging out with the jocks. Because you have to. That was like years of fucking sadness behind that. Jesus Christ, Zach.
I've had a weekend to think about this.
We've had three fucking months.
This has been affecting Zach for a long time. These are things that have really... So, all right, so should I not bring Shane on anymore?
No, I love Shane. You should be yourself.
I should not be around when Shane's here.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. What about Bisping? How is he around Bisping?
You know, he's pretty right. Kind of you know famous. Why? It's because Bisping alphas the fuck out of
that's
him.
True. I hate it. I was talking to Bobby about this. I hate being around people that out alpha me, especially in front of my son, because I have to, like, literally, I have to start, like, I start playing in my head the steps that we're going to go down. Because they're going to say the one, then I'm going to say the wrong thing. Then it's me and Bobby do this the whole weekend. It's me, it's 95 degrees, 350 pound Bobby Kelly, and me in the fucking woods in heat, just constantly just fucking saying little things. And I have to, like, pull Bobby to the side. I'm like, Bobby, you got to fucking stop talking to me that way in front of my kid, dude. It's going to turn into a fucking fight. I can't let him watch somebody talk to me that way in front of, like, I have to fight you now. If somebody was talking to him that way, and then we had explained to the kids, like, no, me and Bobby, we're not fighting. We bust balls. It's a ball busting thing. So then every time me and Bobby were like, Bobby's like, you fucking idiot. I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. He's like, they're like, busting balls.
Bisping, literally, like, so Lewis dilly dallies constantly.
Yeah.
Like, Lewis is like 10 minutes behind everyone else.
Right.
And when Bisping's around, Bisping will be like, hey, chop, chop.
And he's right on like, time. he's right there.
Fucking,
what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
but exactly, what can you do with that?
Well, with Bisping, it's a different thing because with Bisping, you play in your head, and you're like, all right, well, I have to find like a chainsaw to fight this guy. Mm. I need like power.
He would punch it away.
He would punch a chainsaw in half.
Dude, Bisping, the first time he fist bumped me, I said something. It was like a toaster with a layer of ham around it. His hand is so big. He's terrifying. So scary.
Dude, he looks big on fucking TV.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what he's like right in front of you.
Yeah, he's a terrifying individual. And no, but here's what I do all my life. Because I'm such a badass, fucking real-ass, alpha-ass dude, I surround similarly to how I've always surrounded myself with funnier comedians, right? Mm. So you guys, here's the thing. People are like, oh, Lewis, you fucking stink. Lewis, you're not funny. Lewis, we're glad your dad and mom are dead. It's like, fine, motherfuckers. But you guys got to understand something, okay? I surround myself with the absolute funniest people in the world, without a doubt, unquestionably. Since I started in comedy, I've always only hung out with the absolute funniest people. So yeah, when you compare me to Patrice or Dave Attell, I stink, and I sort of still see myself that way, and I will always see myself that way. The reality, though, is I'm still better than 95% of the comics that you're seeing working throughout this country, these clubs. They should all quit. I should quit, okay? There should only be an elite few who get to make you laugh. It shouldn't be every fucking cocksucker under the sun, okay? Mm. But let's get real, okay? I'm still better than all these fucking motherfuckers. And this is sort of the way I live my life, Zach. So you think this is a philosophy about comedy. This is a philosophy about alpha maleness as well. Because I surround myself constantly with alpha-ass dudes to make myself that much more alpha. It's a constant progression of getting more and more alpha by the moment. Mm. You're watching an alpha expansion happen right before you.
I follow your logic.
Thank you.
I see it.
So the Bispings of the worlds, the Bobby Kellys, the fucking...
Yeah, that's a real fucking Venn diagram of human beings.
You got one train killer and one fucking psychopath from Boston.
Yeah, that's... well, I mean, look, I don't know who I would...
One trained killer and one trained whale.
I don't know. I mean, Bobby Kelly is a fucking...
Wait, I can't laugh. I'm not high up yet. I mean, that's not funny. Jeez.
Bobby would fucking... Bobby is a psycho. Bobby would fucking... Here's the problem with Bobby. If you cross him, like you see it in his face, he makes his face, and you're like, God damn it, dude. Yeah. He's going to fucking hit me with an axe in my sleep.
I walk past that's what Bobby would do.
All those sober dudes have that.
Yeah, dude.
This is the dry drunk.
Yeah, it's
all
really,
the drunk rage is still in there, and they're
got,
suppressing.
Dude, he's got childhood rage too, though.
Yeah.
This morning, Bobby Kelly was. We were loading the car to go, and it takes like an hour and a half, 2 hours to load the truck. And I'm handing him like boxes and things to put in the car, and he bends down to pick it up, and he shit his pants. dude, I shit my pants. Oh shit, I shit my pants, dude. Oh no, fuck, I shit my pants. And I was like, I'm laughing my ass off. And then he goes off,
and he shits more.
He goes off into the fucking woods to clean himself.
It looks like a Charmin commercial.
Dude, he's got baby wipes, and he's got
his
pants
on the fucking tree.
He's behind the tree, wiping his ass. Dude, what the fuck? Dude, just your body. I'm cackling, just videotaping him, fucking wiping it, and he's just naked because there's shit everywhere, and he's just like, and he looks over at the camera, and this was the look of he's gonna put an axe in my head. He's like, dude, are you fucking filming? Dude, yeah, if you fucking put that anywhere, you're fucking done.
Can we see it here without it going on screen?
I deleted it right in front of me.
Son of a bitch.
It's in my deleted box. I can't. No. If I show,
can we see it later?
No. No way.
Aww.
No fucking way.
All is forgiven.
Ah, something wrong with my eye. No, I'm kidding. I would never show anyone.
Yes, of course.
Bobby, dude, that look on his face, I've seen it a few times. One time I mentioned Dawn's titties on the podcast.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Dude, he took a fucking water bottle, and I mean this, dude. It was a full fucking water bottle. He fucking, I'm talking about, wielded it at my head. And I ducked it. I felt it. He was trying to hit my eyeball and knock it through the back of my skull. It was crazy. So Bisping's a trained killer, you know. Bobby is a fucking unhinged psychopath. Yeah. I think Bisping has the, you know, when you deal with people who fight, who actually know how to fight, they have, even though Bisping is a loose cannon, he's a fucking psycho. Mm-hmm. They still have this...
A calm confidence. Yeah.
Yes.
They don't need to start shit.
They don't need to prove anything. He doesn't need to prove that he's tougher. He knows he's tougher than everybody in the fucking room. It's not a thing there, but it's weird. He has a thing about him, though, that where everyone else in the room knows that he's tougher than as well, so they all sort of fucking like... I watch it happen. Bobby, people try him more, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they're both a little bit fucking crazy. Big J, mm-hmm. He's another different... Has to be a fucking alpha. Just has to have things his way, a certain way. But yeah, I don't know. This is what's made me such a fucking badass dude, is constantly surrounding myself with fucking alphas. Right, Shannon?
Of course.
All right. So you're not mad at me anymore?
No, we're good.
Hey, you'd be mad at me. It was hilarious. Me and Ari jumping the by guys is fucking hilarious, undeniably hilarious.
And we got our shit together and had a good second half. So, yeah.
And to be honest with you, that was not, I would have done that with or without Ari. It was my idea. I love that. I love hitting people. It's my favorite thing. Spilled coffee. Now, Shannon, after I spilled the coffee, goes back.
This is not true, what you're saying.
To Ralph this and is not tells true. Him that I spilled the coffee.
That's not true. I didn't tell him that.
What'd you tell him?
I said that you and Ari crashed the episode. It was funny. That's what I told him. I never said spilled anything.
And did he know? How does he know about the spilled coffee?
Who said he knows about it?
You just did before I came in here.
No, I didn't. As I'm telling you, Lewis, you're not hearing what I'm saying. He ran out of the room and said, hold this for the show.
All right, what's next on the list? What's next on the list? Here we go. Shannon hates me. Shannon, are you coming camping with us?
I can't explain to you how much I don't want to go.
Why?
That is my nightmare. Why? Camping.
Camping?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate everything about it. I really don't want to go.
There's not that many bugs.
Not that many
That's
bears
where bugs
either.
Bugs live. Bugs live where people camp.
There's not that many bugs. As long as you, as long
bugs
as
live outside the door of the studio.
Yeah, Shannon. Mm. There's bugs everywhere. It's all over New York City. Yeah. It's, you know, welcome to fucking the world. We live in the world, Shannon. There's bugs everywhere. If you opened up this wall right now, do you know how many bugs are crawling right next to you?
About this.
Under your feet right now, just creaky, creaky, creaky.
How many roaches are here before
we
walk in?
We don't say that word.
Yeah.
We don't say that word here.
Shannon.
What, roaches?
No. Think about this.
No. I don't want to go.
You're not going to come?
I don't want to.
What if you stay in a cabin?
There's bugs in cabins, like spiders. That's where spiders live.
But those are wood bugs, though. Not like inside shitty New York City bugs.
No, I hate outside bugs, too.
Shannon, what if it was a spider that could write messages that a pig was telling them?
Yeah. That'd be really cool.
Would she freak out?
You know what, dude?
Dude, I shit my pants.
I feel bad. I shit my pants yesterday.
You shit your pants yesterday, too?
How the fuck
What's
did
going
you,
on with you
What
guys?
Is it with the grown men shitting their fucking pants?
I have a much better excuse than
diet.
Bobby.
It's diet shit every
No,
time.
I have a much better excuse.
What is it?
Diet shit?
I may have taken a drug that upsets your tummy.
What's the drug that you took? Cocaine. Oh, yeah.
No, mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Oh, you left that out.
Yeah, that doesn't set my tummy. It doesn't make me shit my pants.
Makes me throw up.
I looked it up, and apparently some kinds of mushrooms can give you food poisoning.
Yeah.
On like a, but it takes a while to kick in, so it doesn't happen while you're on them all day yesterday.
But that's sort of what mushrooms are, right? You're sort of poisoning yourself.
Yeah, you're poisoning yourself, and oh boy. And I shit my pants.
Right in your fucking
in bed.
Yeah. Wet shit or?
Pure wet.
See, if you, here's the thing, wet, it's always a wet, there should be a wet shit.
Yeah.
If you shit a log into your
tummy,
what is going on? How did the log come out? You sat there and
that that's your fault.
Man, this part is taking forever.
You gotta pull a squatty potty up next to your bed.
You feel the log for at least a half hour before you shit it out.
Yeah, no,
like when shit just happens and you're wringing out your socks.
It was literally, gotta fart, uh-oh.
And, is there something when you have the stomach flu that like, that specific, because here's what happens. When you have the flu, it makes all of your muscles sort of weak. But specifically, is your asshole, is your sphincter weakened as well? Because that's really what it is. Like, every time I've shit my pants, it's always been when I'm, like, sick. I have, like, a stomach flu or something. And I'm like, it's not even that I'm going to fart. It's that I'm squeezing my asshole closed at all times. And if you let up for a second, it'll just work like a faucet. Like a leaky faucet.
You need a little Danish boy to follow you around with a finger in it. Thank you, son.
And it hasn't happened very often. I mean, it's really... But it's like, you know those times where it's just when you sit down and before you even hit the bowl, your asshole is just just vomiting. Yeah. Just fucking just... You hear the liquid. It sounds like your mom pissing.
It's when you can feel the heat. Mm. When you know it's a hot shit.
Yeah.
That's when
you start sweating first, too. A cold sweat, you know it's going to be a bad shit.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've done that. But yeah, I watched Bobby do it this morning. It was fucking hysterical.
That's fucking great. He shit his pants a lot. Like on Opie and Anthony, he had so many stories about him shitting his fucking pants. How does that happen?
Diet sucks. The problem is if your diet sucks.
Living on mozzarella sticks and fucking...
If that was it. I mean, dude, he's fine now, but I think because he was on the diet for a while, and then we had some ice cream this weekend. I think you make yourself sort of like, I don't want to say like allergic, but it's like, I think I gave myself a gluten allergy. I think you make yourself not used to having lactose or milk. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor or scientist, but I think that once you deprive yourself of these things for a long time and then you put it back into your body sort of fucking rejects it.
Right. Yeah, same like vegetarians get sick if they have meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what happened. We had some ice cream this weekend, and I think it was just like, yeah, you want to have ice cream? You're not having ice cream, fat boy. You're going to shit your pants in front of your kid.
Nice Nesquik shit that happens all the time.
Just do it in front of the kids. He's his son was screaming, no!
And I was his like, son's why is embarrassed.
He screaming? No, he wasn't embarrassed. He was screaming because his dad was walking through poison ivy. He's like, no, no, no. Bobby's like, dude, my ass, dude. It was fucking hysterical. I was like, no, don't worry.
Bobby wiped his ass with poison ivy.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I would love that. At least he won't shit his pants. His asshole will swell up with rash.
It was the best. It made me very happy.
Here's a surprise item that makes you shit your pants. Those gummy lifesavers. Because they're made out of this soluble.
They're made out of actual sphincters. Yeah. They're flavored sphincters.
Exactly.
They're pig assholes.
Just eating pure assholes. And it just makes you shit. I found that out. I ate the whole pack. And I was swinging a machete. Had a fucking branch and just...
Had a black guy. Had this fucking black kid who was walking through my neighborhood.
Had this moulignon talking to my sister.
Yeah. Machete had a moulignon talking to my sister.
I'm fucking canceled, dumb.
Yeah, it's over.
And all of a sudden, I take one, like, big swing and just instantly had the shit. I was in the woods. I just pulled my pants down, held onto a tree, and just liquid shit all
liquid,
over.
Liquid, ooh. But how'd you wipe? What'd you do, a sock?
No, I brought baby wipes just in case I have to shit out in the woods. Prepared.
Very prepared. I like it. I want to talk camping. I want to talk some things. We're going to figure out if Shannon can come camping with us. Shannon, I have a very nice tent. I have, maybe a tent, is a tent better for you? Because at least spiders can't get in. If you keep the tent closed, no bugs get in. You got to be really, you know, cautious.
Yeah.
Is that better? Maybe. You can sleep in my tent with me.
I don't know. I don't know.
Shannon, it's not a big deal. It's a four-person tent. It's not a big deal. I got sleeping pads. You get some Ambien. It'll be a night. It'll be a whole night. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get some plugs out of the way. We have more show here, obviously. Welcome to the Realize Podcast Monday show. We're having a lot of fun. Come on, baby boys. Doug Bryan, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing's going on with this fucking shit.
I like it.
Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, and Catalyst Wrestling, Saturdays at 11 a.m. here on Gas, and I'll be with Lewis this weekend in Morris Plains, New Jersey.
Fuck yeah, Morris Plains, New Jersey. If you're out there Saturday night, the 25th of July, myself, Zach and Miko, a couple other comics, go to my Instagram. I posted the link. My Twitter has the link as well. Grab those tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun, dude. It's been a minute. I did comedy with Metzger a few weeks ago, and I had a fucking blast. So
and it's
really...
a real place. It's not like a park or something, because they have, like, sit-down dinner and shit.
Oh, cool. I don't even know.
It's on the flyers,
hey? Oh, right here. Thank you very much. Finally, my team fucking brings it up. Right here. It's 231 Speedwell Avenue. I guess for tickets, you got to call? Is that what it is? You call for tickets? 201-317-5853. Give them a ring. 7 p.m. seating, outdoor seating for show, and 8:30 show start. Okay, good. So myself and Zach, it's going to be a lot of fun. I got new material. I'm fucking around. Look, if you guys follow me, you know what the fuck's up. I just put out my first special for free. It was out for about a year and a half now, 2 years almost. And yeah, it's time. I said, fuck it. Why not? Everyone's under quarantine, hanging out. Society's getting back to normal. Why not give back to the fan base a little bit? Check out Lewis J. Gomez Presents Lewis J. Gomez. It's available on Instagram. It's available on my YouTube channel, Lewis J. Gomez Comedy on YouTube. Go subscribe there. I'm putting out a lot more content. I think I'm going to be doing sort of a training web series for the fight. My journey to Ellis Mania 20 or whatever the fuck it's going to be. Jason Ellis is laid up in a bed right now with his fucking knee. Pull up that picture. I'm really liking my chances. The more I see Jason Ellis lying out, pass out on painkillers with one leg elevated, and fucking chihuahuas around him, I'm like, this guy is fucking, he's not ready for the heat that the Puerto Rican rattlesnake brings. So hopefully I'm going to be doing that soon, but make sure you follow my YouTube channel because that's where that will live. Make sure you check out all my other podcasts here on Gas Digital. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me podcast with Bisping, and the OnlyFans channels as well. There we go. Look at him.
Oh, shit. You're fighting him next?
Yeah, I would do it right now. Now's the time.
Yeah, I would say that would be ideal.
Just start fucking hitting his knee. Hit him with his own crutch. So, yeah, by the way, that's how like pro wrestling used to be. We used to think it was real. It'd be like a guy who's like hobbling on a crutch and then three other guys would come out and they would fucking jump him and they start beating him with his own crutch.
Dude, my friend in high school broke his ankle and my other friend Justin Capone is a psychopath. I watched him slowly take every screw in both crutches and just loosen them. Like, undo them to just so that if you touched it, it would fall out.
Yeah.
It was like science.
Yeah, he did the salt shaker trick with your friend's legs.
And my friend goes on both crutches, and he goes to stand on them, and they both just explode. And he goes right down on his leg. It was...
delightful.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I love it. Do that to your friends. That,
and my friend once shit on the window of an Outback Steakhouse.
How do you shit on the fucking window?
Okay, so it was an Outback Steakhouse.
Press his ass up against the fucking window?
But it was glass wall, so yeah. You could watch, see outside while you're eating. And there was a family eating at the Outback Steakhouse. And my friend Mike put his asshole on the window and took a very solid shit.
God bless
But it
him.
Went down the window slowly.
Yeah.
Like a wacky wall crawler.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what the
fuck
that was.
While these people were eating their Outback Steakhouse.
Just watching a nice baby Ruth slide down the fucking window.
That's disgusting, Zach. Your friend's a bad person. If that was my family, I would have literally...
killed him.
Call the cops. I'm going to kill this fucking weird fucking goth kid.
Yeah, I'd like to report a murder.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking kill this kid. He just ruined my fucking Bloomin' Onion. Just the best appetizer in the world, might I add. All right, real quick, guys, what else, Shannon? Was there anything else? iTunes, 5-star ranking, positive review, blah, 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 blah. The thing is, ding, go follow Shannon's podcast. Bobby told me on the ride back today, he was like, dude, I fucking feel bad. I was telling Shannon, I do it. He's like, now I just don't even answer her texts.
He used to, like, call me when I would text him and be like, don't text me, call me. But he hasn't answered any of my texts, so I'm just leaving him alone.
I like it.
Somebody... Shannon, if you call him and you go, hey, pant shitter.
I got the video if you want me to not release it.
Yeah. I mean, that was fucking dude. Oh,
we got to see that video.
I think he would have fucking, he would have released it. He would have, it would have already been on a story if it was me. The difference between me, I'm a nice person. That's the difference.
It would have looked like Bigfoot footage.
Spot in the woods of upstate New York.
All right. So. Okay, let's talk about a couple more things here. You've never gone camping at all, Shannon?
The closest thing I did was when I was like a kid and in the Girl Scouts, we went to like some big cabin thing. But my mom was like one of the helpers, so like my mom was there, so I felt okay.
How old were you?
10.
Shannon, I'm like your mom. I could be like your mom. I'm like your den mother. Why not just like, we're all here to protect you from little critters.
No, but I'm scared that instead of protecting me, you guys are going to use it against me.
Do you think we would throw bugs at you?
I don't know. Because it's like a real thing and some people don't treat it like a real thing.
I will say I saw a beetle yesterday. I mean, thing, like, I didn't want to freak everybody out.
Hello, Lewis.
I'm Paul Stanley. I'm a beetle.
You fucked that up.
Who's Paul Stanley?
He's a Kissy man.
Fuck. I'm Peter Chris. I'm a beetle. Hello.
We're the Beatles. Do you want to rock and roll all night and party every day? I'm John Lennon. I was shot by a love gun.
I don't think I can name any Beatles right now. Can I name a Beatle? Let me see. Paul.
You're right on Paul.
Paul. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Paul, Simon. No, Paul Simon.
Let him go.
No, I got this.
Nobody else.
Paul, Uncle Paulie. Uncle Paulie.
Try another one. Who's the drummer?
Ringo Starr.
Hey, there you go. Everybody knows the shitty one. That one pops in.
Boom shakalaka!
Okay, hold on right now. Hold on. I can name the Beatles. Let me say this. I'm not this dumb. Can I make this point?
We can't imagine you are.
I can't. I know who fucking wrote these songs. Relax, okay? I'm saying I'm having a little bit of a brain fart, okay? And I can't remember John Lennon.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Two. There's four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the four?
Just want you to say the Paul one.
Paul Taylor.
Yeah, that's it.
Paulie Dangerously. Paul. Paul. I'm appalled. Paulie. Paul. Pooh Bear. Bah. Saying sounds. Paul Simon. No, it's not Paul Simon. Paul. I got this, man. No, we're not moving on until I get it.
I know we're not. I don't
swear to God.
This will be the rest of the show. I'm fine with
until
that.
I get two more fucking
Beatles.
First
letter of the last name.
No, Shannon, shut the fuck
absolutely
up.
Absolutely not.
I don't need your help. Shannon, if I get both Beatles, will you come camping?
No. Both Beatles. Will you? Only two.
Shannon.
Yes.
My tent's so dope. It sets up in 1 minute. I was very proud of this. Paul Stanley.
He tried that already. That's what got this whole thing going.
All right, let me leave Paul alone for a minute. All right, so we got John Lennon, we got Ringo Starr. I mean, the chat's probably losing their fucking minds right now. If I was in the chat, I would have punched my computer screen. There's no way that it's making me angry thinking that I can't think about this. So
I don't know the fourth one. I don't know the fourth one, no.
The fourth one's
giving me trouble.
I fucking forgot about it. Hey,
I can't remember the fourth Beatle.
Paul
Castellano.
Paul Italia, the owner of the Stand. Fuck me, dude. John Lennon and Paul, they had a beef, no?
Yeah,
they did, right? John Lennon and Paul.
Paul. It's in there. I know it's in there.
Fuck me, dude. I know it's in there. All right, can you give me the first letter of the other guy's name?
G.
George Harrison.
Ah, that's who the fucking fourth one is.
I heard it. I remember. Debatably the most famous Paul McCartney.
God.
He's on fire.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude.
Fuck, it's good.
That was a journey.
Wow.
Wait, who's the fourth one again?
Fuck, don't ask me again, dude.
I fucking forgot already.
George Harrison.
George Harrison.
Oh, okay. All right, everyone be cool. Everyone be cool. Everyone fucking relax. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Shannon, do you know it all the whole time? Did you know them? Be honest.
I also forgot George Harrison for a second.
All I needed was a G.
Is he dead?
Yeah. He had leaky brains.
He was a zombie.
Sometimes it's not about the destination. It's about the journey on the show.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath from that.
I thought he was fucking around with you didn't know the McCartney last name.
Nope. Swear to God. Having a real tough time. Then I had to remember his face. Then I saw his face in my head, and I was like, that's what it is. He's got a fucking real McCartney-type face.
Dated a woman with one leg.
Did he?
Yeah.
Married a woman with one leg.
Oh, that's right. What was her name?
Peg.
I don't fucking...
I can't take credit for that. Apparently, when she wasn't around, all his friends used to call her Peg. To fuck him. I've heard that.
Doesn't matter. It's so fucking funny. It's so funny.
They all married cunty women. Every single one of them. Otherwise, they're fucking twats.
Yeah. I think that, I think a lot of the times back then, I feel like a rock star is like on drugs and you're like just banging groupies. It's not even like the hottest chick. It's like whoever's going to like, just sort of like be
keep
like,
you from drowning.
Yeah, be the mom. Like you sort of need a mom who's gonna like, oh, he's fucking hookers again, and that's just like take care of you and like wipe the vomit off you and like. But she gets fucking half your shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a good deal for all parties involved. All parties involved.
Sharon Osbourne's got it the best. Half of his shit, and no, I mean Ozzy did. He got to fuck whoever he wanted, and she just took it.
That was part of the deal.
I mean he
did it. I mean,
he enjoyed himself.
How do you not think?
Yeah.
That one of the biggest rock stars of all time is not just fucking bitches like constantly.
Of course. Well, we assume they all are.
She just took it, yeah.
But, you know.
Not anymore. Now they're eating pizza and
you don't think so? You don't think rock stars are still just fucking bitches?
Nah, especially in this Me Too movement, nobody's fucking anymore.
I think that the power of pussy and our ability to be hypnotized by it is way more powerful than the fear of the Me Too movement, right? So I don't think that people are going to stop fucking. I think people that are like sexual perverts and like deviants, they get turned on by the danger.
Well, I think a big thing, like especially with somebody like Sharon and Ozzy, this is the difference between men and women.
Right.
A man will cheat. If a guy's in a band, he'll cheat on his wife with a groupie whore that means nothing.
Nothing.
To get back at him, his wife will fuck one of his bandmates.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's what makes women worse.
She'll fuck the president of his record label.
Yeah, she'll do so.
The Jew signing the check. She'll fuck him. Yeah.
It's like, put that pen right in my pussy.
Yeah.
That's an astute point.
It's a very.
But I almost feel like they had all those rock stars. They had to just sort of have, like, whether it's spoken or unspoken agreements. But I'd have no problem with that. Like, if I was a chick. Right? Like, this is what I'm saying about Shannon. I've been saying this about Shannon for a while. Shannon could be the bottom bitch for some rich motherfucker. She's just got to take a little bit of shit, but you'll get half his shit, Shannon.
It's true. You get cheated on in a mansion or in an apartment.
Yeah.
Or just not get cheated on.
Ah,
fat tough. Chance.
I mean, I'm like, alone, you don't have to deal with the anguish of finding out that someone's been cheating on you.
That is the saddest thing that I've ever heard on this podcast.
No, it's not.
Just
it's
being
not
alone. It's when I say just suicide sounds cat. Nice sometimes. That's another sad moment where you're like, Lewis has some darkness in it.
Sounds like a warm blanket.
Yeah. No more bills after I shoot myself in the head. It's great. Yeah.
The point is, I would rather not deal with someone who's probably going to cheat and like wait to find a good person than to like put myself through that shit.
Shannon.
For what?
You are literally dying before our very eyes.
Okay.
You need to fucking.
So I have to get cheated on a little before I have
yes,
to.
Yes, you need
I
to
die.
Fucking. What are you going to do?
Not get cheated
so
on.
That's it. You're just going to be alone for the rest of your
if
life.
If this were Beauty and the Beast, there's one petal left on that road, Shannon.
Nothing is going to change that. Is there, you know, nothing is
I'm just saying, Shannon, you need to fucking settle down and find a nice guy.
I'm looking for a nice guy.
You're on all these dating websites, you're on all this stuff. It's terrible.
I don't think nice bad. Guys are there.
I don't think so either.
And dating websites.
I think there is the nicest of the evil.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and that's all you're going to find. Mm. And I think I'm one of them.
Do you think you're the nicest of the evil?
I think I'm a pretty nice guy, Shannon. You don't think I'm a nice guy?
To date, as I think he yells it would at be him. A nightmare.
I thought you were going to say a nice guy.
As a dad, you're a nice guy.
Why? Hold on. Why do you think I'd be a nightmare to date?
It's just because like I've seen certain characteristics come out in you when you're in a relationship, and it like brings back PTSD of certain relationships I was in, and like what a nightmare it was.
Mm.
That it just reminds me of that.
What are those traits? Tell me. I want to know. My friends are letting me know a lot about myself today. Zach thinks I'm a phony who fucking bullies him when I'm around cooler people than him.
I feel like during certain times, your girlfriend would have to walk around eggshells around you. Otherwise, you're going to like walk explode. Around?
Yeah, I'm doing protein, nonstop proteins, a lot of eggs. What?
God.
This is fucking.
There's eggshells all over my floors. Yeah, I walk around them. I'm sorry. You know, don't step on eggshells. You know, clean them up, bitch. That's what I say.
That's right. She did say walk around eggshells, not walk on eggshells.
Yeah.
Walking around them's all right.
Yeah, walk around them. Tiptoe a little. I don't know. Be a little light on your feet. All right. Yeah, I'm difficult to deal with for everybody. My son has to walk around eggshells on me.
Now, you're real nice to your son.
I'm very nice.
Seeing
to
you
son.
With your kid, I'm like, look how sweet he is. That's so nice.
Yeah, it's because I save all completely my savagery for everyone else in the world.
Yeah. And cut to the fucking video where you're punching Zach in the arm and he's all pissed off.
I know. Just mad that nice he's paradox. Not there with me punching somebody else's Ari. Fuck you, Zach. I'm sick of it. All right, guys, really quick, let's thank one of our incredible sponsors, YoKratom, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. We love YoKratom. What an incredible company that supports this show. The Real Ass Dude cartoon, Skankfest sponsor, the marquee sponsor for Skankfest. So many amazing things they've helped us out with, and they're awesome, and they support this show, so you should be supporting them as well. If you're over the age of 21 and you guys are in the market for Kratom, go grab it from YoKratom. YoKratom.com is the website. All right, where were we? All right, so what about you, Doug? Have you gone camping before?
No.
Never in your
never
life?
Really.
It's not really a thing that people do that often. What about you, Zach? You have?
You've never when I was a kid, yeah, but I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's not fun.
It's kind of fun. It's half fun and half not fun. Like,
I mean, well, Bob, he took a fucking people. Projector and you guys have movies out there.
Oh, what the fuck did you use to put the fucking screen on?
Bobby.
His shirt? Bobby's t-shirt, yeah.
No, we took a sheet and laid it over my tent. and it made like a projector screen, which was awesome.
Yeah, so you guys, like Bobby goes all out. Bobby does it really good.
And it's not like glamping though. It's still camping, right? Yeah, so Bobby's, because we're dealing with kids. Like if it was me and Bobby, we wouldn't have a fucking projector. We just smoke cigars by the fire and talk shit, right? But the kids, they get bored with certain things. So when you go to these KOA campsites, they have a pool. They have like a giant like bouncy house trampoline type thing. They have playgrounds, basketball courts. So if you're there for a couple of days, you're there with kids, they can do activities and things like that as well. Mm. So it's not simply just, look at Shannon. Now Shannon wants to go. Yeah. She wants to get in a fucking bouncy house. Yeah, she does.
If there's a pool.
There's a pool. It's dope. So, yeah, there's things like that. So,
It's not like you're in the middle of the woods.
So it's like campground type shit.
Sort of campgrounds, and you're in the woods. Oh. You build a fire. You set up your tents. But there's a lot of people camping nearby.
So he shit on a tree at a campground. This wasn't like in the woods.
No, Bobby was like committed a crime right for sure, without a doubt. There's no way you're allowed to just spray shit into these
people. I was just thinking, like, you guys were out in the woods and he shit, but this is right at
can
a parking lot.
Can you imagine the people that are there after trying to figure out what animal did that?
It was terrible.
El chupacabra.
So, but that's the thing, Shannon. You can do, and then you can do a cabin. You could just rent a little campsite. You could bring your camper in. So there's a lot of different, different. And I had never done anything like this before. This is my second time going. I had gone camping one other time with a chick like years ago, but we just, we walked through the woods.
Fucking homeless lady.
We walked through the woods.
She called a camp.
And we tried to find like these campgrounds. We were like upstate somewhere. And we just couldn't, and it got dark. You have to, like, set up camp before it's dark. You can't just be walking through the fucking woods. So eventually we just, like, got lost in the woods in the dark. And this is before cell phones had flashlights on them. This is, like, fucking, I was, like, 20, maybe, 21. And we fucking walked through, we finally just found, like, an open grass area, and we set up our tent. And we ended up being on a elementary school soccer field. And the next day, the people came and got us. They're like, you got to get the, what are you doing? You can't do smoke weed and just throw beer cans all over the soccer field.
Somebody else did, so what?
Yeah, we built a campfire on an elementary school soccer field.
Didn't you see the goalposts?
No.
No, it was crazy. It was a dead giveaway.
It was crazy. So yeah, look, I had a lot of fun. I think we're doing this as a Gas Digital trip. That's the reason I'm asking Shannon, because we're supposed to do this with all the production staff in a few weeks. And we're trying to do it as a team building exercise. We want to do fun games, trust falls in the woods, things like that. But it's supposed to be a lot of fun. And Shannon, if you're not there, I'm thinking about canceling the whole trip. For everybody.
It's also like you pick like the worst month, like August, when it's the hottest and all the bugs are out.
Oh, it is the fucking hottest. I'm thinking maybe we should make the September.
That's better. Mm. Like end of September. If it's cooler out, I feel a little better about it.
Hmm. After doing 96 degrees in the fucking...
Oh.
Dude, I mean, the more I'm thinking about this, it might make more sense to wait till September.
Okay.
It was brutal. It was fucking brutal. So sweaty. And Shannon, there are bugs everywhere.
Yeah, see?
Is that hot?
It's crazy how many bugs there are. I mean, I saw a beetle. It was the size of a silver dollar. It fucking, we were getting up last night and I put my flashlight on it and it was like, that. It was like, you know, like giant water bugs look like?
Mm-hmm.
They're scary, right? Now imagine it had a much more bulbous, muscular build and then a hook on its back. That's what it was, okay? Whatever that thing was, it was horrifying. It was like a fucking prehistoric creature.
And it was in your tent?
No. It was outside of my tent, just fucking going, cluck, 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 cluck. Oh, you could hear it walking. This bug was so big, Shannon, this bug was so big, you could hear its footsteps. And I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating in the slightest, but you heard it going, cluck, 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 cluck.
They make noises when they land. They actually make like a flick.
Fuck me up. Oh, it's fucking me up right now thinking about it. Ah, it might have been that.
Now that's like a fucking Japanese.
I don't know
bug.
What it is, dude. It was something like that, though. But I think the hook was on its back. No, the hook was. Like, it's fucking me up right now.
I don't think those are here.
I hate it. Shut up, dude. It was a beetle, but the hook was. Those
Chinese
like,
girls eat those in YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Videos.
Those aren't as skewer in the wet markets. That's how coronavirus started.
I don't think it was that. It was like on its back. I don't know, dude. It doesn't matter. Stop making me look at it, Shannon. It fucking. And then what I did was check this out. So it's like a graveled area. And then I didn't want to freak the kids out. I was like, they're like, what? I was like, nothing. And I'm smacking it with my shoe, right? I'm smacking my shoe.
Smacking whatever, it back.
No. You know, like if you smack a bug, it just flies or like fling away.
It had weight to it.
It didn't just have weight to it. It fucking grasped onto the ground and looked at me and would only like roll like a couple inches. Dude. It was crazy. It was nuts. This thing was fucking.
Look at that.
It was like that. Yes. Yes. Dude, I think this was it. Dude, what is that? Is that it? Because I might have been looking at the front and thinking that was the back.
Oh, yeah. You might
what
have
is
been.
That? What is that? Is that in upstate New York?
It's like a rhinoceros beetle or some horse shit.
Is that
like
in upstate New York? Because that might have been it, dude. It was fucking nuts.
Yeah, they call it a rhino beetle.
There's no way that was in upstate New York.
No, that's like an Asian bug, I think.
I don't know, but it was something like that. It was a fucking... Yes, it grasped onto the gravel and fucking stared at me. It was nuts, dude.
It mean mugged you.
They're found everywhere on every continent except Antarctica.
Oh, never mind.
Doggy, I encountered that bitch.
I was wrong.
Shannon, I encountered that bitch.
And you, this is talking me into going camping.
Shannon, there's monsters.
Yeah, Shannon, you're
there's
not...
real monsters in the forest. And I really mean that. I'm not exaggerating. I swear on everything. That literally existed in my
I
life last night.
Go.
You don't want to see that Volkswagen out in the woods?
I know it was it too because it clasped onto the ground.
Look at
dude.
That fucking thing. Dude, look how it opens
fuck
up.
Fuck your mother, you fucking. Why would you touch
look,
it?
This guy's petting.
Why would you touch it? Why would you touch it? And that's no, that's way bigger. That's way bigger than my guy. No. That's nuts. If I saw that, I would have cried and I would have started punching Bobby and I would have fucking ran. I would have left James. I would have left James if I would have saw that.
I would have carried James
I would have
away.
Pushed James to it to, as bait. I was like, here. And I would have ran away.
It's making my hands sweat. Looking at these videos.
Fuck me, dude.
Well, what are the chances you run into that, Shannon? You'll be all right. That one you kind of see coming. You can kind of get
guy,
out of the way.
That guy, dude, it wasn't that big. It was like this big. It was really big. It was like this.
Yeah.
I was just worried about like spiders and stuff, and you just took
oh spiders everywhere. I mean, every species you can imagine, of all shapes and sizes. Arachnids galore. The arachnids were, you know, a delightful part of the trip compared to the prehistoric diamond-backed fucking razor beetle that I had to encounter. Okay, it was nuts, dude.
That's a fucking ugly bug.
Yeah, and then we left meat on the table because we had to go. I had to go upload my OnlyFans, OnlyFans.com/LouisJago. It was my special OnlyFans stream. Free, by the way. You guys don't have to subscribe to my OnlyFans for money. You could just go watch the extra content that I put out every single week. We had to go fucking upload my thing. I don't even know why I brought that up. Fuck.
You left meat on the table.
Oh, yeah, we left meat on the table. Thank you, Zach. I'm a little ADD sometimes. We left the meat on the table. Filet mignons, delicious steaks. We had just cooked in the fire. We had a couple left over. Like, when the kids go to bed, we'll have a couple more steaks. We come back. There's a fucking family of raccoons. Just fucking. Just, dude, the balls of these raccoons, you would have ever seen. They're on the table. You put the lights on them, and they look up at you, and they go, fuck you. And they keep on eating.
Yeah.
You're like, are you kidding? And Bobby starts honking the horn. They're like, no, keep eating. He opens the door, slams it like five times, and then they scurry off. But they still were staring at us in the distance.
The nasty bastards, those fucking
will
raccoons.
They fuck you up?
Yeah.
Raccoon will fuck you up?
They don't give a fuck about people. They'll run right up to you. They'll run up your leg.
I'll fucking destroy a raccoon.
But they're so fast that before you
can I see a raccoon attack, please?
Fucking...
Can we please see a raccoon attack? I would, and I mean this, I dare a raccoon. I dare a raccoon to attack me in the
woods. And they got hands.
I know they do. They have cute little. They do have cute little hands. They have thumbs. They have thumbs. They have opposable thumbs.
Look at this. Look at this.
Get out.
Why does he make snake sounds?
No, that was the raccoon.
I know.
Well, first of all, if they're out during the day,
they got rabies.
Yeah, is that a wives' tale?
Yeah,
or is that
that's true.
Fuck you!
Fuck out of here.
That thing doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, hey. Shit!
Oh, my God!
He came back!
Oh, that's fucking great.
There's children!
Papa?
Hey!
Whoa. His legs were
can we get more,
out?
Please? Can we get more? I literally, I told James, like, James, they don't hurt you. Go right up to it. Pull its tail. What's it going to do?
He's like the puppy of the fucking woods.
Yeah, go give him a kiss on the nose.
Yeah, they're nasty parts.
I think they're cute as hell. I would have pet that little bitch. I was like, Bobby, chill out. They're cool. I don't know why he's freaking out. He was literally freaking out. I was like, get out. Like, I want to look at them. It's like a zoo. Can we feed them? She's eating fucking red meat. A rodent that eats red meat doesn't seem a little bit fucking like evil.
Skunks, too. Do the same thing. Little
skunks
hands
right at
eat
you.
Fucking red meat.
Yeah. Are there any other raccoon attacks? No.
Dylan's scrolling.
I want to see some blood, though.
Got it?
I want to see a real one, Dylan. Oh, shit.
Watch out, watch out!
I got you. Hey, go on, that's one crazy guy.
Go get on the dash.
Dante.
He's going crazy.
Nuts. He is mad.
He is.
Hey.
Wow.
Only the Turtle Man evidently is crazy enough to get in a car like that with a coon.
It really does look like what they... When you find out that Dante created the Proud Boys, that's what he's supposed to talk like?
Oh, man, he got out!
This thing is up in the window. It's in the back. It's caught. It's loose. It's caught again.
All right. That's fine. It's fine. They're crazy. They're wild creatures. I should have used my fucking brain.
Yeah, they're alive for a reason, because they can figure out how to survive.
The whole family of them,
shit.
Dude. The whole family of them.
And they're big. They get up to like 30, 40 pounds sometimes, this
they're
fucking
cute,
thing.
Though. They're cute. That Shannon, would you be afraid of raccoons, Shannon?
No, not as long as it's not like charging me. Yeah. But they're a little cute.
Charging
ladies.
You for what?
Oh, you're on fire today.
I'm fucking crushing it today. I'm really laying some hot heat.
I'd rather a raccoon than a beetle.
Okay. All right, Shannon, we'll figure it out. We'll put you in my tent. I'll protect you a little bit. Got some vents. It'll be nice, Shannon. Shannon, would you sleep in my tent with me? Is that weird?
It's weird.
Shannon!
I did share a hotel room with Ralph once, though.
Was that weird?
No. We were on, like, opposite sides, though. Like, there was something. It was for your fight when we were in Vegas for your fight.
You shared beds?
No. I slept, like, I think it was, like, on the couch or something.
He made you sleep on the couch?
Yeah.
That piece of shit.
That's a fucking pit move.
What a scumbag. Get her own room, you fucking asshole.
Get on the fucking couch.
Someone just say Jew.
He wouldn't have fit on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, camping was fun. I maybe we'll go again. We're going to figure out this gas digital trip. Or, you know, what if we just do fuck camping and just get a big Airbnb with a pool and a hot
that's
tub
wonderful.
And have a fucking orgy.
Love it.
Right?
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Let's do that. We'll do it near the woods. So if people want to go fishing or some shit, they could do that.
Fine. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, all right.
You could probably Airbnb a real nice place.
Yeah,
if it was like some shit.
$400 or $500 a night for like a fucking place that'll sleep like 10 and just get like crazy. Go to Pennsylvania or some stupid fucking podunk town, bring some throwing knives.
Upstate New York.
Get crazy. Get fucking crazy, Shannon.
I have one thing I think you forgot to talk about with camping.
What?
Your glasses.
You whore. I bet you're happy too. I bet you're fucking happy.
I did see a brief clip of this online.
Okay, pull it up.
Did they fall?
Yeah. They fell into the fire, then the frame popped out, started melting. It was a fucking nightmare. And you just know, like, there was no getting it. And as soon as it touches that hot fucking thing, the frame started going.
Oh, fuck.
My Ray-Bans. So, $200 Ray-Bans gone. If you guys want to send me Ray-Bans, I'll send you a free nude video of me shaking my ass on my OnlyFans. I'll send you a fucking... Why can't I be a hot cam model and get gifts? Remember when we tried to do that, Zach, and it did not work?
Did not work at all. We tried to do a wish list.
The show's bigger. We could probably do a wish list now. The show wasn't that big at the time. Go check out my Amazon wish list, guys. Just buy me toys and special things.
You get naked on your OnlyFans?
No.
Oh, I thought you were being fucking serious.
I've gotten a few things in the mail from
fans. Yeah, so have I, but it's not as...
No. There's a guy that does like custom horror VHSs that sent me a thing.
That's fun.
A guy sent me like a $700 smoke machine.
Ooh. You know what? If you guys want to send us fun toys and things, right? How about this? Forget the Amazon wish list. Just give it the address, right? Shannon, give us the address.
It's a Gas Digital Studio, care of Real Ass Podcast, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003. And I had a fan once send me a giant thing of insecticide for my house.
There you go.
That's lovely. Thanks, guys.
Very cool. I love that. Yeah, the fans have sent some cool stuff in the past, but not that cool. I'll tell you right now, the gift of the year will receive a Real Ass prize pack. Real Ass prize pack for the gift of the year. The bigger, the better, the more expensive it is, the more it is clearly for me. You got to write that it's for me and not just a Real Ass podcast. You should maybe do Care of Luis J. Gomez. It's fine if you want to do Care of Real Ass podcast, but Care of Luis J. Gomez, that would be probably better, in my opinion. Unless it's for Zach, obviously. Then write Care of Real Ass podcast. Then we can decide if it's a Zach thing. Or an us thing, or a me thing, or who knows, right? I asked the other day, what is the best thing that somebody owns for under $100 on Twitter? And then it was going to be a contest, and I was going to pick the best thing that somebody had recommended. I was going to buy it for myself on Amazon, and then I was going to let them pick something else off the list that they could buy for themselves, and then I would buy it for them as well, and I just forgot. Completely
just abandoned it.
I just abandoned this idea. It was a contest. Like, that's why it's cool, like not being like a business myself. Like, I think I am technically, but like, they could probably sue me. Somebody could probably, they could probably a class action lawsuit with that contest. Cause they're like, you got to fucking buy somebody a prize, and I can still do it. But none of the things were that good. What's the best thing you think you own for under $100, Zach?
I don't know. Probably. I have no clue.
I think there's my Amazon Echo is a fucking solid, solid purchase for under $100. I like it. My little arm fucking grabby Lamicall cell phone thing, which I love with all my heart, solid $30. You know, Shannon, what's your best product for under $100?
I can't. I'm trying to think.
Vibrator. Hell yeah. Mm.
Maybe. I keep losing the chargers still. I lost the charger of the newest one I bought during quarantine.
But they took batteries.
You know, Shannon, I have a charging station inside of my tent. I'm going to put it out there.
Can I be honest? This, I think it was under 100, but I got it from the show.
What?
I am a diehard supporter of that Fleshlight Quick Shot. The open-ended Fleshlight.
Ah.
The first time I put my dick in that thing, I felt like I was cheating.
Can I tell you my problem with the Fleshlight, just in general? Because I fucked a Fleshlight or two.
Well, it's the one open, so you don't have to come inside it every time.
You're still sliming it up your cock, up and down, right? And I feel like it's not even like this, okay? And everyone can relate to this. If you've never used a Fleshlight, or
you know what shame is.
We've all masturbated. Everyone has masturbated, okay? And right after you come, you have this intense orgasm and it feels so good. And you're like, oh my God, this is fucking great. Ugh.
And then the world falls in on you.
Then everything, you're in the sunken place. And you're like, whoa, you're looking, you're like lying on your bed. You look down, you're covered in cum. Your hand is covered in slime. Yeah. You know, whether you're using lube or just not, there's more cum on your hand. This fucking, it doesn't feel good anymore. Like you just get shot back to reality where you're like, it's just all shame.
Your son's crying.
Yeah. It's all shame. And it's not, it's not good. It's not, it doesn't feel good, like, to at right afterwards. You know, masturbation feels great. And I go through this pain sometimes 4 times in a day. Who knows? I go through this crazy roller coaster of emotions,
with
right?
With a fucking Fleshlight.
But no, here's the point. The reason I can't use a Fleshlight is because the cleanup process alone with just coming onto my belly and cleaning my hand.
There's enough shame there.
There's enough shame. I'm so depressed. I can barely pick myself up to move. I'm so.
And that's doing something natural, like your hand reaches your dick. You involved a product.
I got to go clean. What's going to happen is I'm not going to clean it. I'm going to be too ashamed. I'm like, what is this? I'm depressed.
Why would I throw it in the drawer?
I'm going to throw it in the drawer. The next time I'm going to put my dick. I'm going to be horny.
Yeah.
And I'm just the way I'm with women. I'm going to see this slimy looking thing. I'm like, well, I shouldn't do it. Yeah.
It's got cat hair on it. You don't have a cat.
Doggy. And I put my dick in it and I'm like, oh, I do it again.
Yeah.
And then eventually, I'm fucking, I mean, just.
You just fucking come.
Yeah, just whatever it is. It's like this just diseased bucket of rotting jizz that's sitting in my drawer that it's not going to be good. I don't trust myself to have that type of responsibility.
To clean it up.
To clean it up. I can't.
They haven't made a self-cleaning one yet.
If they made a self-cleaning one, I would fucking.
100%,
It'd be over.
It's a lot more appealing than having to unscrew the cap and just.
But women don't have that shame. Girls will put their sex toys in the fucking dishwasher and not give a fuck.
Most girls that I know, cry more. I don't know how often they're washing their fucking sex toys.
These real bitches, animals, put them in the dishwasher.
Wow. Well, those are like the non-vibrate. If I was a woman, if you're a fucking woman and you use a non-vibrating dildo, you're just a fucking dolt. What a fucking dumb pig. You're like, I mean, there's shit out there that can suck your clit now. Let's get fucking real, okay? Yeah, there's sucking vibrators. There's fucking ones that fucking tickle your asshole while they fuck you. There's like, there's shit that's out there. Why would you just have a fucking boring ass rubber boner that you're stabbing yourself with?
Stab yourself in the twat. The hell is that?
That's a sucking vibrator.
Yeah, it's a womanizer, I think it's called. It's supposed to, I think that's the one that Remy Casimir used for her first orgasm when she was 27.
Oh, that's fun.
Something like this, yeah.
Shannon, have you used it?
I have not, no.
Looks like Shannon, if I bought it for you, will you do it on video for me?
No.
How much is it?
Sucks your clit.
How expensive is it?
It's a pretty big hole for a clit.
This will be a contest. Shannon, will you masturbate audio for the Real Ass Podcast fan base?
No, I will not.
She does nothing for this show.
I'm sorry. Nothing sexual.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's like $200. Holy shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Just find a guy. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Let me say it again. So the idea is that you put it on your clit and it starts sucking your clit.
I believe so, yeah.
It looks like Joeless Mouth. The classic, the starlet too. You can get it for cheaper, Shannon. See, that's why Shannon's an asshole. Duo. Yeah, look, you can get the Liberty for $122, Shannon. $113 for the starlet too. Stop. You don't need as big of a fucking... How big is your clit?
The starlet one looks like it doesn't do the fun stuff that the other one.
The starlet looks like
that's the cheapest one.
Shannon, your birthday's coming up.
It's just passed.
We'll see. Maybe if you're a good girl.
Whatever happened to the vacuum cleaner, dust buster? Remember those? Yeah. Used to work.
Yeah. Did you ever fuck a vacuum cleaner? No, you didn't.
No.
You're not supposed. Isn't there like blades in it?
No, that's a lawnmower.
No, in the hose, isn't there something?
No, it's just the fucking pipe.
No, they would tell you. They would definitely do. Because, I mean, think about little kids who put their fingers inside of
a lot. Cleaner. Yeah. I mean, I stuck my dick in one as a kid.
I used to go,
you, but not put something
in it.
No, because if you think about it, every time that you suck something up, the blades would catch everything. Like, you know what I mean? There can't be blades.
I feel like you're not supposed to put your dick in a vacuum
cleaner. No, I tell you right now, you're not supposed to put your dick in a vacuum cleaner, but I don't think there's blades in it.
No, there's definitely not blades. Yeah. I think your dick can get stuck.
Maybe that's just something somebody told me so I wouldn't fuck a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's like when your parents don't make this face because it gets stuck forever.
Yeah, yeah. Like, don't pee in the pool. There's an ink that'll show up. That doesn't exist, Zach. Okay, there's no blades in the vacuum cleaner.
Stop sticking your cock in the
back. You could have been fucking that vacuum cleaner. Because they saw the look in your face the first time you saw a vacuum cleaner.
Hey, what's up?
You come here often?
Yeah.
So they knew what was
Capri
up.
Sun?
And it's not even like it's dangerous. They just didn't want to fuck their vacuum cleaner.
That's fair.
But granted, even if you come in the vacuum cleaner, it does just suck it up.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah.
It almost wouldn't even like hit the walls. It was just...
Yeah, just right in. Especially if it's one of those powerful air vacs. 24 volt.
Yeah. Mm.
But if it's one of the ones with like the clear bags, you just see it's like pennies, dust, and cum.
You can't understand why everything's clogged.
People used to be like door-to-door salesmen. Like, how often do you think it got to that point where they were like, look, dude, this thing will suck your dick right off your body. All right, well, let's... what happened with this... what happened with this judge?
We were talking about that outside before you got here.
So I don't know shit about this, but please fill us in on what's going on with this. Something to do with the Epstein case, Ghislaine Maxwell's blah, blah, blahs, and a judge.
So I think her name is Judge Soros.
Judge Soros. I like
and,
it.
And she was recently...
Judge Soros. Go ahead.
Recently assigned... To something with
assigned.
Go ahead. To the Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche Bank. I mean, dude, it's fucking. I'm mad that joke was so good. Go.
And I believe something with Epstein. His money was possibly laundered through this bank.
Okay.
And I think she was assigned it on the 15th.
Yeah.
And shortly after, a guy in a FedEx uniform rang the bell. Her son answered, shot him in the head and killed him.
Whoa.
And shot her husband and ran away.
Was it?
Yeah. And the one article I read, they were like, we are yet to know if it was a real FedEx employee.
Wow. So this chick's involved with the... Do we have any more details on specifically what she's involved with? She's a judge. Dylan.
Yeah, so yeah, what I was reading, I actually didn't know the Epstein part, but what I was seeing was she was in, handling cases involving the Grape Street Crips, and they're like a long-running drug trafficking network that was taken
could be
down
that as well
in the FBI in 2015. Mm. And then I guess she was also the judge who sent the Real Housewives star Joe and Teresa.
She's a judge that's involved in some shit,
some high-profile case.
Yeah, but she was Obama just assigned thing, yeah. to this Epstein case, so that's sort of why
the Epstein thing is kind of among the many things this Deutsche Bank cases involved with. The possible money laundering has been going through this bank.
Okay. So this is, and that's just one small part of it.
She wasn't assigned specifically to like the Epstein case.
Do we think that this has something to do with Epstein, or do we think it just happens to be a coincidence?
You never know.
Because they did kill Epstein.
Yeah, that's yeah. a hell
they
of a
just killed that guy. It's
yeah.
fucking... Like, here's the thing. Like, I mean, if they would have fucking just had some... If they didn't say, oh, yeah, all of the video cameras ran out of batteries or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Like, the cameras just weren't on during that time. And then the guy that was supposed to be watching fell asleep. Where's that guy? Where's the guy that was supposed to be watching
and
fell asleep?
And why was it only one guy?
Is that guy in jail? Did that guy lose
breaking,
his fucking job?
In fucking Better Call Saul, they have three people watching the fucking hole that they're digging. You're telling me one person had to watch the most high-profile prisoner?
It's sort of... Did anything ever happen to that security guard or that cop, rather?
Unless he killed him.
I don't know. It's all fucking crazy. I never believe in conspiracy theories. I don't really care about them. I think they're stupid. I think people who believe in conspiracy theories are stupid. And then you see certain ones where you're like, okay, that's not a fucking conspiracy. That's just like...
That's blatant murder.
That's crazy. So yeah, this chick, she's in custody now, and she's facing a bunch of charges. And they're afraid somebody's going to murder her as well. And the idea,
I think they have to keep moving her around.
Yeah, the idea is that like there's like crazy, rich, powerful people that she has shit on. And these crazy, rich, powerful people are going to just make sure she's dead. It's the whole thing is like out of a movie. I hope it does play out in a way where we get to find out some crazy shit. Mm. That's what I wanted. This is the thing. I want her to live, not for justice.
You want some juicy deets?
I want some deets, son. Look, those victims, they're victims no matter what.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, just laying
it's
or,
already done.
You know, the deed's done. Yeah. You know, you're not gonna turn back time.
Yeah.
Now we just want to know what happened.
Gotta fucking figure this shit out, yeah, doggy.
We need to get we need, right now.
This needs to be made into a fucking major motion picture. And we cannot let that happen unless we figure out what's going on. We gotta get this bitch on the stand. How, like, why is it, it's a year away, the trial? That's what Tim Dillon posted?
I believe so.
Why?
They probably have all the evidence. Probably takes that long to put everything together.
Yeah. There's a ton of shit that they gotta all put together. A few more people have to die, too.
Yeah.
You gotta have time to kill everyone.
It's nuts. It was like the whole process of everything. It shouldn't take that long. I don't give a fuck how long. It shouldn't take a year to put together the evidence. What?
I have information about those two correction officers that were supposed to be watching. So they were both charged with making false records and conspiring to make false records and to defraud the United States by impairing the lawful functions of the Metropolitan Correctional Center. Blah, blah, blah. So that's what they were charged with. They were, their trial has been moved like three times. First, it was supposed to be December, and then June 22nd of this year. Now it's moved to January of 21. So,
but that's also probably because of Corona.
Yeah, Corona. I don't know, dude. Whatever. It's the whole thing is bizarre and fucked up and crazy. And that fucking Epstein documentary sucked cock, and it made us all believe that it was going to be something better than it really was. It was supposed to be the Epstein documentary was supposed to be like cool. Bill Clinton fucks children. That was supposed to be episode three. You were like, whoa, this is batshit. And it was just some fucking, just a bunch of fucking chicks with the same boring story.
Yeah. Crying and
they asked me if I wanted to massage a naked man for money, and I said yes. And now I have sex.
Every single girl. And then they're like, "Was it the? Is the worst thing ever that ever happened to me?" And then what? And then I got five other friends to do it.
These bitches
yeah,
are
all whores.
They're all evil. I'm not saying all of them. I'm sure there was a couple fucking victims in there, but a few of them were just evil. That one chick.
She was going to high school recruiting bitches.
She was like, yeah, don't tell me that I'm a bad person because I got hundreds of young women to
jerk off the same guy. this guy had a schedule, too.
I'm like, look, at the you know, when you're, by the time you're 16 years old,
yeah,
you have the at the very least, the mental capacity to know right from wrong. Mm. And I'm not saying, here's the thing, okay? Especially if you're poor or trashy, like, dude, at 16 years old, I might have jerked off an old man for $250, dude. $250 was a lot of money when I was poor and 16 years old. That was crazy. So this is where you're really taking advantage. And it's a crime. And it's fucked up. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But the girls that go recruiting other girls.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Then they couldn't turn him in. Because then they also were
look,
involved.
The man was a brilliant fucking businessman.
It's like
it
selling lip scents. He fucking figured it out, dude.
It's a pyramid scheme. It's delightful. But he, I mean, those girls that are getting their friends at 16, 17 years old, this isn't an 11-year-old girl who's going and offering her friends fucking ring pops to come back to somebody's like, this is like a 16, 17-year-old girl that's going out and getting other 16-year-old girls to come and jerk these men off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they literally know right from wrong.
And they were getting, so that you would jerk him off, get the money, and he'd be like, hey, you like that money? Don't like jerking me off? Yeah. Well, you find some friends, you can still make that much money.
Without jerking me
and
off.
And it's their shame.
When you put it that way, it's not a bad deal. Okay,
it does sound all right.
Yeah.
It's like a sexual Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, the reality is, like, you know, I understand, fine. You know, they're taking advantage of these fucking dumb girls that are, you know, don't have much
poor.
Going on, that are poor, that are from probably an abusive family that, you know, I understand, like, that's fucked up. But at the same time, that's every criminal.
Yeah.
So if I'm holding the people to that standard where it's like, you know, it's like, oh, they came from an abusive home, they grew up poor. It's like, okay, welcome to prison. Every prison in this country is full with black Puerto Rican guys who were fucking from abusive households, who were tempted by some fucking money when they were fucking teenage kids. Yeah. Got into
that. I can make $5 an hour at this bodega.
Yes.
Or I can sell weed on the side from the bodega and feed my kid.
Exactly. Mm. So that chick who's recruiting these other girls and knows it's wrong. I mean, she's a fucking criminal. I can't sit here and pretend that girl's not. Now, Jeffrey Epstein, I'm glad he's dead. He's a fucking piece of shit. Like, it's not like, I'm not trying to excuse what they're doing. And Ghislaine Maxwell, I mean, she's just a good wife. You know, I feel like they should probably let her off.
She fucking held it down. That's what we call a soldier.
That's a fucking solid woman
right there.
They don't
make them like that anymore.
They really don't. That's some old
finished.
Some old timey fucking
woman. Is the picture of her at Chelsea Clinton's wedding real, or is that a Photoshop?
I don't know.
There's a picture of her in the, like, in the audience at Chelsea Clinton's wedding.
That looks real. Like, it had it.
Yeah. Well, again, but I don't know what to believe when I see these fucking pictures anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, but that whole documentary was just so fucking, like, that was the only thing I took from it. I started getting mad at, like, the two girls. I was like, what? You're an evil bitch. She's just as bad as fucking Ghislaine Maxwell. Isn't that what she's technically guilty of?
Yeah, there she is.
Is that actually her?
It looks like it.
Nice.
But is that, like, a fake fucking...
Yeah, I just don't know if it's Photoshopped or not. I just, when I see these pictures go on Facebook, I just don't believe any of them anymore.
Yeah. The whole thing is very interesting. I don't really know much more about it. I know Tim and Nick get all into these crazy conspiracy theories, these pedo conspiracy theories.
Mm. That's not even a conspiracy. It's this blatant fucking...
It says Eric Trump posted that picture. That picture, and now it's been deleted, but Eric Trump originally posted it and then deleted it afterwards.
And he said birds of a feather. If he deleted it, it's probably because it's fake.
No, I think it's because he doesn't want all the heat. He says he was trolled after he posted it.
It was a Clinton trolls too. You don't want that.
Yeah, it's deleted.
This
is how they're trolling him with this picture.
Yeah, flock together. Yeah, I got it.
Melania with Trump right there?
I mean, why would he fucking put birds of a feather if his father's been in pictures with it? What a fucking weird,
fucking idiot.
A stupid fucking
when
point.
When there's like news footage of him just dancing. His father, Trump literally has a quote that's like, Jeffrey Epstein, he might like women as much as I do. Sure, and some of them are a little young.
Likes him young. Likes him young. Almost as young as I like. It was crazy, dude.
God bless him.
It's like something we would say if we were joking.
We were fucking around.
Of course. It's,
It was everything short of Trump giving him real ass dude of the week.
Yeah, what a fucking crazy story that is. I guess we'll keep our eye on it, but I don't, what do you guys think that this bitch is, you think she's going to make it or you think she's dead? We should do a death, like a death poll on her.
I give her a month.
I bet they move her around enough, but
death date, a date of death. We should put on the calendar year, a date of death, and then somebody gets a special prize, right? How did polls work?
A pool.
Hmm.
A death pool.
Mm. Shannon, do me a favor.
It's the closest without going over. Right?
Edit that, Shannon, please. How do death polls work? Now I'm talking about a death poll. What are you talking about? What's a pool? What's a death pool?
Like everybody bets on a date.
No. I'm talking about a poll. We're going to actually poll
the audience.
We're going to vote on who we think is going to. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
That's where everybody picks a day and we all like bet on it.
Oh, that's weird. That's a good idea, though. Do you want to do that?
That's a great idea.
You want to do a death pool? We can do a death pool as well. We'll do a death pool. We'll do them both. Both. I like this. How do death pools work?
You know, leave your 3-year-old around them with no gate.
How do they work? Do we pick a date and then the winner? But is it people we know? Do fans get to fucking be involved? Shannon, figure this out. Produce.
No, it's like a Super Bowl pool. where everyone picks a date, you put it on the calendar, and then as it and everyone puts money into it, and as time plays out, when that date comes, the money goes to that person, or quote unquote points go to that person.
So whoever gets the latest technically has the opportunity to get the most money?
No. It's the same amount. So let's say the group of us all put $10 in. So that's $50. So whoever hits the date gets the $50.
Or closest to it.
Yeah.
Without going over it, right?
But what if we make it where everyone, all the fans can register too? We make this like 300 people that put in like $10.
Doug Stanhope does that with celebrities every year. He has, you pick five celebrities that you think are going
to
die that year.
Oh, yeah. There's also a whole website to celebrities.
Zach, why are you trying to get me to fucking rip off Doug Stanhope? I don't do that. I'm not a fucking hack.
That's why we have to do death polls.
We're going to do our death polls. Our own different thing.
Okay.
It's a very different thing than what Doug Stanhope does. This is specifically about Ghislaine Maxwell's death. Okay. Does she make it? Does she make it to trial? That's really the answer here. Okay. We pick a date. I think the fans all fucking get involved too. We get as many people as possible. This is a big fucking amount of money we can get here. It's huge. How do they give us the money?
PayPal, Venmo,
PSI.
Just fucking disappear.
I feel like we have to say points. I don't know if you can say
Yeah,
money.
I don't know.
Oh, right.
Money, money, money. Money, 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 money. E. Do, 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 do. Blank. Do, 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 do.
I think it's only illegal if the house takes money, but you can have an open pool.
We're
right?
taking money.
Because it's gambling.
We're taking money. We're taking 20% of the proceeds.
You're not supposed to tell people. Shh. You just take.
Doug, we're cool. If they're cool, we're cool. Okay. I like this idea. What is 200 times 10? 2,000. That's not that much money. We need way more people or more money. $500 each to enter.
That's two high school girl hand jobs.
Two high school girl hand jobs.
Not down the street, it isn't.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, fuck it, dude. We'll see what happens. We'll figure out how we're going to do with this death pool, whatever we're going to call it. So, all right. Let's do...
Fuck.
Shannon, we're going to do Does It Live, This Black Bear and a Woman?
Okay, hold on.
Is that what it is?
Are
you just showing me this video?
We can do Does It Live. I think everyone kind of knows by now, but we'll do it.
Sure. Does it live or does it die?
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, so this is two chicks walking close to the woods. Is this it? Hold on, it's loading.
Let's see here. Now, they say this is a black bear. Black bears are not the dangerous ones, right?
They could be.
Depends on the neighborhood.
They're fucking ass.
I would treat them. I would treat them like raccoons. I would just. Raccoons, black bears. You know what I'm saying? We all know what we're talking about.
Wink, wink.
They've really ruined Mondays. This campsite. So.
I'm sorry. I'm having an ass.
A lot of riffraff coming over from the black bear and raccoon section, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. These black bears keep blasting their music.
It's very true. But yeah, black bear, I've always heard brown bears are the ones to be afraid of. Black bears are more afraid of you than you are of them. Mm. So
I wouldn't just, it's a bear, I'd be terrified regardless.
Terrifying. The way I've heard, if I saw a black bear, I would immediately start wrestling with it and playing with it like it's a puppy. That's what I've heard about black bears. Am I crazy? I wouldn't be afraid of And I'm not lying about this. If I would have seen a black bear, I'd be like, James, don't. It's just a black bear. They're cool. Come over, start fucking.
What if it's a really dirty brown bear?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a brown bear in blackface. It is a really offensive, dangerous bear. Go ahead. Do we got it now, Shannon? Go ahead. Let's see now.
Oh, shit.
Here it is. Look at this black bear. It's coming out to these Asian girls.
Oh.
Does it live or does it die? Well, does it live or does it die? What do we think?
Oh.
Asian. Think about this. He's going to eat that girl and be hungry in an hour. I'll be back tonight. Tomorrow, folks.
I think he's going to hump her.
He's going to hump her?
Yeah, the way he was like getting, I think that was a mount.
Humpty dance. You think so? I don't know. What do you think, Doug Bryan? Does she live or does she die? Or does she kill the bear? Does she start biting his face?
Yeah. Asian
women are fucking vicious.
She's a mukbang.
What do you think, Doug?
I think the bear just kind of hugs her a little bit.
Oh, I think he hugs her.
A nice little hug. And she flips out. Like
you think it's a teddy Asian bear?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, woo.
Okay. All right. What do we think? Let's see, Shannon. Good. I'm going to say, I already know what happens, but go ahead. If you're playing at home, look at this. Look at this bear going up to her head, smelling her head, dude. Now I'd be freaking out. If he stood up like that, I'm like, that's a sign of aggression.
Oh, he's ear tagged. Look at that.
She took a picture. She took a selfie with him.
She took a selfie.
She took a selfie with him.
She never freaked out. She's just chilling.
That woman has a calmer demeanor than I.
Look at that. He's cute, though.
Yeah, he seems very nice.
The problem is, I feel like what happened is you start petting it, and it would just start. What the fuck?
I feel like
it would just start biting your finger and then eat you slowly. Like, it would just start fucking crunching it down, and as soon as it decides to eat your finger, that's it. Your finger's gone.
Or if it's going to play, like, if that's how they play with each other, like by biting, you don't know how hard they're biting each
other. Their bite is hard as fuck. They crush bones.
Remember we watched on the show the one time, the bear eating the Russian guy?
Yes.
That was fucking...
You have a video of that?
Yeah, we're not going to watch it again. It was rough. I mean, it's just a man just being eaten alive for a while.
Yeah, and they don't kill you right away.
You.
Yeah, they just pull chunks out of your fucking body.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the bears are assholes.
Fuck that, dude. Big fucking powerful ass beast.
And they cache you somewhere, too. Just throw you somewhere.
It says that only 23 people have been killed by black bears from 1900 to 1980.
Yeah, but how many black bears kill other black bears?
Those are the numbers they don't talk about.
Can't say that, otherwise you're a Nazi, right? Go ahead.
Uh-huh. They rarely attack when confronted by humans and usually limit themselves to making mock charges, emitting blowing noses, and swatting the ground with their forepaws.
They sneeze at you and smack the ground? Yes. I'd fuck this bear up. Aw, it'd be kind of cute, though.
That's cute.
It is cute. Why don't we get a bear for the studio, Shannon?
That'd be fun.
Would you fuck me if I got a bear?
No.
Damn it, Shannon. Even a bear? Even a bear? Come on.
Maybe if you had it trained so well and it did cool stuff.
And I trained it to violently attack you unless you blew me. Shannon, there's one way to get this bear off your leg.
It just sneezes at me until I blow you.
Smacks the ground. That's how I ask for blowjobs from women. I start sneezing at them and I smack the ground in front of them. I like it. I'm looking at my son right now, making eye contact with my son as I talk about asking women for blowjobs. That's always a weird thing. One day you guys are going to leave the audio on in the fucking lobby
area.
Double
check when he's here every time.
And it's going to, he's going to fucking lose all respect for me. It's crazy.
No, he heard you when he just stops dead in his tracks and picks his head up slowly.
I know.
What the fuck?
Just one teardrop. All right. So let's see. Let's see. What else? Oh, I wanted to promote this. I wanted to promote my Twitch channel as well. I got to give Dylan Dildo. Sorry, Dildo.
Come on.
Thank you. What? I'm giving you props, Dildo.
Okay, deal.
Dildo helped me set up my Twitch channel. I'm officially affiliated now. Twitch.tv. Here, take these. Dildo, I don't need stirs. I'm not. You're not a fucking Asian lady. Take this. No. Take this.
I'm not holding. No.
Go.
Thank you.
It's fucking crazy. I why do I need multiple stirs? Like, I'm stirring. Just stir it and throw it away.
Like you're drinking a cocktail.
What the fuck is going on, dude? Why do I need stirs? It's just plastic in my life. Fucking Dildo. So Dildo, he set me up with my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go follow me right now. And if you guys have Amazon Prime, you guys can subscribe to my channel for free. You don't have to pay. I don't want you guys to pay for more things from me. Okay. You guys, if you're going to pay, subscribe to Gas Digital, use the promo code REP, get a 14-day free trial, get access to every show on the network. It's the greatest fucking podcast network in the land. Okay. That's what you need to do. Just subscribe to Gas Digital. Nearly 9,000 hours of on-demand content at your fingertips. Over 35 hours every single week of brand new content, uncensored, ad-free. Can't find it anywhere else. Boom. Boom. That's the truth. But if you guys want to fucking watch me play video games badly, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And Dildo, he set up my fucking Elgato capture card. He set up my fucking microphone, my camera, all this other stuff. And it looks good now. It's slick. I'm feeling very sexy. This morning I played for a half an hour. Just 7 kills, 2nd place in Fortnite. It's been fucking fun. It's been a lot of fun, guys. So please go subscribe to my Twitch channel. That would mean a big deal to me if you guys did that to me. I can't speak English today. That would mean a big deal to me if you guys did that for me. That's what I just said. That would mean a big deal to me if you guys did that for me.
You actually said did that to me.
I can't. Let's see. Anything else? Maskless Starbucks customer wants to sue for half the 100,000 raised for the barista who refused to serve her. It's hilarious. A San Diego woman named Amber Gillis, Shane's aunt, posted a photo to Facebook last month in an effort to shame a Starbucks barista, Lennon Gutierrez, for refusing to serve her because she wasn't wearing a mask. However, many supported the barista, raising over $105,000 for him through GoFundMe. Now Gillis says she wants to sue him for half, claiming she was discriminated against and can't wear a mask for medical reasons. Is that true? If she can't wear a mask for medical reasons. If that's, I know that's like a thing that they say, which is what I would say. I would immediately go, I'm sorry, actually, I can't breathe with a mask on.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's a popular one right now.
I can't breathe. I cannot breathe, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? That's what all those signs mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's protesting for, mm-hmm. is the masks, right? Yeah. So, if she actually has a medical condition, you know.
And she should have brought that
what
up.
What is the fucking medical condition I'm sure that she you can't did. Wear a fucking mask? What would be a good one?
What is there one?
No. Maybe some type of respiratory thing.
Claustrophobia.
Yeah, say. But then if asthma. You don't wear it, you catch this
asthma.
Fucking...
Yeah, but you think that would, unless you're having an asthma attack, you think restricting the breathing on your face would.
And wouldn't you want to wear that so you don't catch this fucking disease?
Mm.
If you have asthma, doesn't that kill a lot of people?
I'm not against
like that?
The masks, okay? Because I think a lot of people are like, dude, you're wearing a fucking mask. No, I'm wearing a mask because this is the rules of society, okay? If I want to go into Dunkin' Donuts and get a cup of coffee, I have to wear a mask to go in. I'm not going to argue with the fucking people who own their business. If they want me to fucking, you know, pick my nose and eat it every time I order a fucking cup of coffee.
That's their business. It's their rule. Yeah,
if I want
to
do it, I want to do it. I'll go across the street, you know? It's fucking... But... What, Shannon?
An article where people are complaining about, they're saying some of the reasons they can't wear the mask. This one lady said she can't because she has PTSD. She at one time had a cloth put over her face. She was passed out, and until she came to, she was beaten and abused.
She was chloroformed.
So when she
was chloroformed by a serial killer from
by an uncle.
Okay.
So she said she has PTSD. That's why she can't wear it.
That was this woman.
No, a different woman.
I was looking up medical issues that might be an issue.
Okay, I understand that. That is true. If I was chloroformed and then beaten and raped, that would be. I get it. Anything else? I mean, that's really.
Yeah, I was on a spaceship and a face hugger jumped on me and put a baby alien in my tummy.
I mean, one time Ari Shaffir put his asshole directly over my mouth and nose, and every time I wear a wet, slimy mask, it reminds me of that experience. So as long as I don't dip my mask directly into vegetable oil, I'm okay. Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. I don't give a shit. Yeah, fuck this woman. Who cares, right? If you're out there and you are just refusing to wear a mask, if you're like in somebody's space, you go inside somewhere and then they're like, dude, and then you're like, nope, sorry, I'm not going to do it. You're sort of being a dick, right? You're being a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. Now, you're also being a dick if you see somebody outside and they're walking through the park not wearing a mask and you go, hey, put on a mask. You're a fucking dick.
Yeah, you're
okay?
in the park. Shut
the fuck up. You're outside. I'm nowhere near you. I'm not in your space. So that, I mean, that I think that that's pretty fucking reasonable. You know, I think the standard should be, you know, businesses, you encourage them to tell people to put on a mask. You encourage them to tell people to sort of stay distant. I still don't have a massive fear of this virus. Mm. And we lived through a pandemic here in New York City, and it was the epicenter of it. It was the most cases ever. And I didn't have a fear of it then. So I have a very difficult time having a fear of it now where it has slowed down, a pretty big rate. So we're in phase four now, right, Shannon? Officially? I think we are as of today. It just doesn't mean anything. You're not allowed to do indoor dining. They took movie theaters off it, indoor dining off of it, and gyms off of it. All the things I would want to do.
And all entertainment, that means comedy don't come back either, right?
No, yeah.
Motherfucker.
Indoor. Movie theaters are never going to get over this.
Nah.
They're
already shitholes.
The movie
done? Theaters fucking suck.
They said AMC might go out of business, and that's
should dump this
one
stuff.
Of the biggest chains there is.
Yeah, it's sort of crazy.
I think the movies is going to be a more specialized experience, like your Alamo Draft Houses, your like more high-end theaters. Mm-hmm. I think the days of just every schmo going to see a big movie is done.
We'll see. I mean, my prediction, and I'll keep on saying this, we're going to wrap this show here in just a second. My prediction would be, did my son just give you the middle finger? What was that?
Did he?
He just walked up, he went, fucking salute.
Suck it. I think that this, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think this is going to be a major thing right up until the election, and then right after the election, all of a sudden, it's going to disappear.
Yeah, I feel that too. Yeah.
I feel so much better.
Yeah,
racism's going to be gone.
No matter what. Well, we'll see. If Trump wins again, it's going to be crazy. But I think that the virus is, at this point, and I don't know, but I feel like this has become, in this country at the very least, a major point of like political fucking rivalry. And, you know, Trump is saying things are getting better. And then people are like, he's murdering people. And they're going to try to use this, like, they're going to use, mark my words, they will just use the amount of deaths. They're going to name the amount of deaths in this country. And they're going to just say Trump murdered 160,000 people or whatever it is. And I'm hoping, honestly, for the fucking sake of fucking whatever, right? I just hope that we can fucking somehow move forward with all this shit, because it is becoming a little bit tiresome on every level to have these sort of restrictions in place. I mean, there's just no other way about it. I mean, we can't, everything from fucking going out to get a cup of coffee, to going to a movie, to fucking doing comedy, like, it's just all so different than it was a year ago. Yeah. And it's very, you know, it's very strange, and nobody really knows what's going on. That's the part that sucks. You go like this. It's almost like when when you lose something, like if you ever like lost a bag of weed or like lost
your kid,
your child. No, but you lose something that's almost like where you're like, I don't know where the fuck that's at. And you know, it's in your house, right? You're like, it's in my house. I didn't go anywhere with it, but it's gone. And you can visualize it just so you're like, I know it's like on the floor somewhere. It's underneath something. And it just drives you absolutely mad because you have no idea. And there's times where I've lost bags of weed in places I've moved and it's gone. Like this, the weed is just fucking gone, right? And I feel like that's why it's sort of driving me crazy like that, because we don't really know what's going on here. We're just sort of blindly sitting here going like, yep, I guess this is just happening. And that powerlessness, for me personally, I've always sort of needed control, and I always like being in control of what's going on in my life. And there's a lot of variables right now and a lot of things that are very up in the air, and we don't know. Like, I would love to open a comedy club one day. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I don't know if that's ever that dream of mine to do that one day is now just sort of a distant, like, who knows if that's ever even viable, if that's ever something. I mean,
it's one of those things also that, like, it's not something we can ask anyone older than us how they dealt with it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go to, like, our grandparents' generation. Like, how'd you guys deal with a pandemic? Like, I have no, we no, didn't deal no with
idea.
That.
And we have no idea what's real, what's not real. I have no idea. There's no fucking clue. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. And waiting it out is probably the best bet right now. And just have as much fucking fun as possible in the meantime, right? I'm still having a good time in life. I'm still doing things that I want to do. So you got to just figure out how to do it and navigate around society. But it would be nice to get back into a fucking gym. All right, I got to go. Let's wrap this one up. Shannon, do you know if the Russian Turkish bathhouse is open yet? Did we figure that out yet?
I don't know. I'll check it.
Find out, because I'll go right now. I need to steam. I'm sick of it. Oh, imagine that. If it's open, I'll cry. I'll cry. If the Russian bathhouse is open right now, I'll take both of you guys right now.
They still
might
say,
be open.
They still say temporarily closed.
Fucking bitch. All right. I got to go. Thank you guys so much. We'll be back on Wednesday. Who's the guest?
James Mattern.
With James Mattern. It's been a while. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.